Welcome back to another episode of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner, and I have another YouTube influencer person here on the line. It's you've probably seen her. If you're into My Little Pony, I'm sure you've seen her website, her YouTube channel. It is I Love Kim Possible a Lot. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, pleasure was all mine. Okay, like I said, you are a YouTube influencer. You do a lot of analysis and reviews of the My Little Pony Gen 4 stuff. How exactly did you get started into that?
long story, essentially. I was drawn one of my favorite characters from the show, Discord, who is played by a Star Trek actor, actually. He's the only one. So, not William Shatner. William Shatner is actually in the show, but not for a couple more seasons. But anyway, he was the big bad, kind of the Joker-esque trickster, you know. There's a Shakespearean quote, or Shakespearean character, Puck. Yeah, kind of like that. And he was being scheduled to be reformed or turned good, and that kind of made my brain boggle because I was curious, like, essentially turning the Joker good and turning the Joker into, like, this Grinch-like personality where he has a herd and, like, oh, no, he's not as bad as you thought he was, but he's still kind of a butthead sometimes. So it kind of made my brain, like, light on fire as far as how that was going to work. And how the writers were going to pull that off. And I think they did a pretty okay job. And then ever since then, specifically, but just the whole show in general. And then the series just ended. So we're kind of expanding to not just pony stuff, but animation content in general. And I'm just talking about things like Kim Possible. What is that? So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be one of my questions, so I'm glad you brought that up. With the My Little Pony ended late last year, 2019. So where are you going to pivot the YouTube channel toward now?
Yeah, everyone, like, there was just some prizes, and some of my colleagues who are kind of in the same boat are going back or looking at the comics because, for those who aren't familiar, IDW has a comic series about the ponies that's, like, sub-canon. So, and, you know, I thought it was just time to start moving on and expanding, and, you know, everyone, that causes a lot of fear for some specific people, because that's what they know me for, and that's what they come to the channel for sometimes, but at the same time, I think, you know, I've always been passionate about animation in general, and a lot of times when I'm at conventions, for instance, people will come up to me and say, oh, I used to watch your stuff all the time, and I'm like, used to? What happened? They're just like, oh, I kind of grew out of the pony thing, and I want to be able to, you know, evolve and grow the channel. And I think just sticking with ponies will kind of hinder it. And since the show was over, I thought that was a good time to kind of start getting out of my comfort zone a little bit. But that doesn't mean I'm not open to making a pony video every once in a while or something. You know, change isn't totally bad, everyone.
So we can look forward to more reviews and analysis just of on different topics from you.
Yeah. I do a lot of, and Let me word correctly. So I'm doing a whole lot of collabs lately with different people that are not only My Little Pony people, but animation reviewers too, as well. So things that I've done recently is I did a video about DreamWorks' new She-Ra, which I adore, and it's amazing and great. I have some more Kim Possible themed content coming up. I just did a video about Anastasia versus Thumbelina with another animated YouTuber dude named Animat. So it just, you know, basically whatever comes up and trying to make something I'm passionate about. We're making an Avatar The Last Airbender themed episode coming up that I just finished recording. So it, you know, it just depends what strikes and what people want to hear about. And, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, I kind of figured there'd be some more Kim Possible reviews and stuff coming up. Just, you know, looking at the name.
Yeah, everyone was always confused about that. And, you know, I addressed why I kept the name, like, you know, ages ago. But essentially, just because, you know, that's how I kind of got my foot in the door, especially in television animation, kind of studying tropes and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I still love Kim Possible, and I know probably an unhealthy amount about it, not going to lie. So, and then about the Pony Channel, people would be like, I don't know, I'm confused by the username, but I'll watch a video anyway. I'm like, yeah, actually, it's nice. So for people who don't know the brand, it's kind of confusing sometimes. And, you know, what, did a 10-year-old design this name? And I'm like, yeah, but that's kind of the point, because fandom and, you know, whatever. But yeah, now that I have some time to actually talk about Kim Possible, now that especially it's available on Disney Plus for, not that it's free, but it's a convenient and legal access point to it, then, you know, I think it's a good time to start talking about it a little bit more.
I know from personal experience, it takes a long time to do a video for YouTube. Yours is a lot more detailed with the animation and such. Can you walk me through the steps and the time it takes to go from the idea behind a video to actually having it up on YouTube?
Yeah, sure. So I have a production team that helps me, and basically it's my way of streamlining my talent. So instead of working on all aspects of the video, I'm able to do multiple scripts at the same time and just record. Like, those are obviously the things that only I can do, unless someone's pretending to be me in the recording or whatever. So, you know, all the scripts are still written by me. And I don't think anyone else does it this way. I mean, I know people have editors in general that they hire, but so anyway, I usually, my team is consistent of mostly, you know, people my age, sometimes a little younger, you know, if they're doing it for college credit or just the experience, but we really try to make sure people are getting something out of the experience, usually practicing their skills, because a lot of people want to enter the industry on some professional level, and like, even though we're nonprofit, it gives some people opportunities to get practice at their skill or practice on their portfolio, and actually have use for those projects instead of just sitting there in their portfolio reel. So I think that's the big trade-off, but you know. So regardless, as far as a general project, I would write the script. You know, scripts can range about 2 pages to like 8 or 9, and like by 2 small pages, it would be like everything still with space, because I can't, I don't know how to read. So anyway, so that's how generally the Pony episode reviews were written, and I'm trying to get away a little bit from that style and do bigger videos, mostly because YouTube analytics likes those nowadays. So, you know, trying to have a little tighter script. So the Avatar video that I just wrote was 8 regular pages, so it took like a week or two to get done. So you do what you gotta do. So I do that, and then I record, and I usually try to record 2 to 3 lines or 2 to 3 takes per line, and you know, make sure my delivery is there, make sure my audio is clean, because I don't know if anyone ever does audio editing, but it can be hard to catch some of the external issues, because there's always going to be external issues when you're recording audio, depending on where you are. And even though I have a pretty good setup, you know, those are things that are a little bit outside my control. So anyway, I record. Usually that takes, depending on the script length, about 20 minutes to an hour. And then I export my audio from Google Drive to the editor, and then the editor's job, depending, the editor, either one or two editors, depending on the length of the video, will take my animated assets, where it's basically, for those who are unfamiliar, it's basically my face, but the face has certain positions, so it's kind of like keyframing my face. So we don't, obviously, you don't do mouth syncing, because that would take forever, but it, you know, it's just like open general emotions of my my cartoon face. They sync that with my audio, so they put you know, depending on what I'm reacting to, as well as putting the footage in, you know, that kind of thing. And then after we have what we call the first rough of the video, which is everything is in there, you know, the jokes sometimes are written by me, sometimes are written by the editor, you know, and it's just a complete video. We go back and forth with me and the other editors to make sure it's a tight project, making sure like all the clips are in high definition, if they're available in a high definition, you know, making sure jokes works, making sure things like pacing work in the video, trying to make a really tight, good video. And usually that takes about 4 or 5 different versions later, depending. Creative process is hard. And then after that, it's scheduled and uploaded on the YouTubes, and sometimes we're promoted if we remember and have time. But yeah, it's about a 2-week process, depending on what we're doing. It probably would be a lot faster if I just, you know, we had a basic edit, but you know, I really believe in putting quality in your content, and you know, it helps being seen as a professional versus just like some guy with a camera. So.
Of all those steps, which step is it that's hardest for you? Which one do you actually dread having to do for each video?
I don't like recording for some reason. Because it takes the longest probably, and it's pretty uninterrupted. I have to sit there and talk to myself for an hour, essentially, with words that I've written. So I'm not crazy, Mom, I promise. But, you know, it also requires somewhat of a performance, quote unquote. You know, I don't really consider myself as an actor. If people do, I'm not a very good actor. But, you know, I have to give certain inflections with my voice to kind of show that, you know, make the video funner. And that kind of requires a certain amount of energy. Like, writing is, it depends on the script. Sometimes writing is really easy because the script just flows. Sometimes I have to sit there and kind of go back to the content and be like, okay, I don't really have anything to talk about. What are some good points to bring up? So it can, that's kind of a hit or miss, but writing usually isn't too hard for me. I think the audio recording is probably the worst. And then the creative process is not too bad after that because, you know, I'm done with everything. It's kind of in everyone, it's in the other person's hands as far as making sure the video is done and ready. And it can be a little tedious with the renders and, you know, especially getting advice from different people and layman's eyes as far as an editor that's not on that specific project about what they think. And, you know, we still make mistakes. We probably still misspell like things. Like, we have an international team and sometimes they spell color with a U and then we have to keep out for that. And, you know, it's like things that no one else would know or notice or know to look out for. But, you know, and it can get a little tedious, but seeing the finished product is always fun. And, you know, seeing how people would interact with the content is always great, and it's very rewarding. And it's what I like about going to conventions in general is the fact that, you know, I get to see face to face about, you know, how my work is impacting people and how they relate to it. And I'm really passionate about having people have different options if they want to do the industry or do animation. Or and the internet gives us some great opportunities to be able to collab with people like all over the world. And that was a foundation for the Brony fandom in general, is there'd be a bunch of collaborators just doing like two animators from like one's in Thailand and one's in the Philippines. And they're working on this video and it's in English and it has the American voice actors from My Little Pony. So, you know, I think it's a great way to kind of get better at your craft if you're limited or maybe you're not there yet on a you know, talent level and you need some work. And I don't know, I think it's a great way for people to kind of practice their craft in an environment that they're passionate about, but also at their own flexibility.
Okay. You mentioned the cons. I've noticed you are starting to go to quite a few cons here lately. What is the weirdest thing somebody's came up and asked you to sign?
Oh, Lord. I thought this was going to be like, oh, what's the nicest thing? But yeah, for people who are just kind of waking up to that, I'm doing a lot more cons in general. Just like I said earlier, I like to travel and I like to interact with people on a more face-to-face level because it just makes the work so much more rewarding. And it's also fun to mess with people sometimes. So I'll do things like I'll write on like someone's face with Sharpie, like that KP was here or something. And it's just like the best thing that's ever happened to them. And they're like, and then I get tagged in all these social media pictures, like, oh my God, she wrote on my face. Ah! So things like that. And then for people who don't know the brand, I do a lot of commissions and that kind of thing. Cause you know, that's the thing about dealing with an IP that people usually don't know with or aren't familiar with. If I'm not drawing a bunch of Spider-Mans or doing a bunch of like whatever, then I'm doing commissions of like more personalized images. So like maybe a good 30 to 40% of my commission work is like little girls as ponies or little girls as princesses or like, you know, little Joe as a superhero or something like that. And those are always great because, you know, when the kids come back and their face lights up because, you know, they really like it. It's just like, oh yeah, yeah, I did it. I made it good. So, you know, I guess I like traveling. I forgot what the question was a little bit. I like traveling.
The weirdest thing.
Okay. I mean, besides people awkwardly hitting on me, which is always just such a pleasure. I'm trying to think, nothing like obscenely weird, just people, no like sacrifices of their firstborn children or, you know, their heart or anything like that. Just people assuming their chances will be better hitting on me because I'm actually physically there. And, you know, but usually those kind of people are not aware that socially that's usually not how it's done. And, you know, I try to be nice and be like, well, yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I'm working, but, you know, thanks for watching my videos, I guess. So, and sometimes it's kind of uncomfortable, but nothing too crazy yet.
Yeah, that's really cool of you doing the caricatures and stuff. I always wonder what I would look like as a pony, so maybe I'll have to have you do a commission for me.
Well, there's only one way to find out. It's like, come buy stuff at my booth.
Well, I'll definitely be by your booth at least once or twice. So
yeah, making sure, you know, no one's awkward hitting on me this one time, right?
That's true. Okay, those were all the silly questions I had. I have this last question I ask of everybody I interview. It's probably going to take a little bit of thought on your time. It's a really thought-provoking question.
Is this like the meaning of life or something?
It's very close to that.
Okay.
Very close to that. And I'm going to stop burying the lead. The question is, cake or pie?
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to contemplate my existences now. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with cake, only because cake, if you have a sweet tooth, which I do, you usually just want something that's 100% sweet, and, you know, the frosting, and, you know, like, everything's always so good. And I'm kind of a weird person that will leave the frosting of the cake, like, out for, like, a day or two, because I think the frosting tastes better that way. I don't know. So, but then, and as well as, like, you don't have to eat too much cake to feel fulfilled. And then pie does the thing where pie, like, has cherries and, you know, fruit. And I'm just like, if I want sweets, I don't want to be tricked and eat fruit, like, too. I just want, like, a piece of cake with chocolate and frosting and just, like, as much sugar as humanly possible. So I'll go with cake.
So you don't like pie because you feel it's deceitful?
I don't
They're
know.
Tricking you into eating healthy.
I've been exposed, but I don't know. It's just, I've never been too, like, passionate about the taste of pie, I guess is the best way to word it. But, you know, I will eat some pie if I have the craving for it. Apple pie is probably the best. And I like, you know, the little cinnamon, like, bits that kind of curl up with the apple pie. That's probably the best. And when I was in summer camp, like, you know, ages ago, when I was probably, like, you know, early teens, the biggest dessert was the apple pie, and everyone like rationed the apple pie off because of the cinnamon on the side, and everyone's just like, oh my God, it's the best part. And I'm just like, they're not wrong. So,
yeah, if you guys want to get in good with her, she likes cake with aged icing. that's your in.
Like, you know what I like even more? Your money. No, I had to
say. Yeah, there's always that.
No, okay. But yeah, come say hi. Obviously, you know, I don't, if you're down for a selfie and autograph, that's, you know, I'm not going to charge you for that. That's not my MO. So I'm happy to see people and know that, you know, I exist and that my content is important to you, or if not, it's just fun to watch. And that's always good to hear, like, from an actual person and not just from a comment section on YouTube. So.
Yeah. Come see her at El Paso Comic Con and she'll sign your face.
For free.
For free, yeah. Even better.
Hopefully I don't run out of Sharpies, because the only issue with that is sometimes the oil of the skin, like if you sign too many people's faces and the Sharpies stop working, I'm just like, damn it, I've corrupted the Sharpies.
There's never a shortage of Sharpies at a con. You can always find Sharpies.
Not wrong.
Well, I know you're busy, and I wanted to thank you for answering all my silly questions today.
And, not a problem.
And we'll be looking forward to seeing you in El Paso.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope to see you guys there.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.